You're listening to The Naked Scientists. It's Chris Smith and Sarah Castor-Perry, and we're talking this week about the future of computing. We have our guests Mike Muller and Ali Hopper with us here in the studio. And we've got some questions here, in fact, lots of them. Osman Ahmed, and this is probably one for you, Andy. He says, do we really need faster computing power, or are our programming methods just inefficient? What do we need to do? Do we need to just make sure that our programs run on our computers in a more efficient way?
There is a tension on the one hand by having more sophisticated programming languages and therefore programs using them. It is easier to write some kinds of software. It is possibly easier to address large problems. But on the other hand, that introduces inefficiency, sometimes very substantial inefficiency. So the challenge is to provide programming environments and programming languages, which on the one hand provide the high-level abstractions, make it easier to program and not make huge mistakes, so to speak, but on the other hand have a more direct connection to the processor itself and are more efficient in the use of resources, and in particular have energy proportional computing as their underpinning requirement.
Mike, did you want to point out anything about the processor manufacturer's sort of perspective on this in terms of how you design your chips around making it easier for people to write software that caters for that sort of thing?
Well, we certainly try to address the new languages that are coming and make it more efficient. And I think to follow on, the example in servers is the best way to save power in servers is perhaps to do half as much work. And that's a programming challenge where you can find those kinds of savings. And if you type something like Naked Scientist into your favorite search engine...
Better still, Mike, you can now type Mike Muller Naked into your favorite search engine.
And, thank you for that. It'll come back and say so many results found in so many seconds. And what they're starting to do is with popular searches, look at what happens if I just search half as hard. Did it actually change how many results people clicked on? And so you actually dynamically change how much searching you're doing, because again, you may be over searching and providing results that are better than you need.